Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello, and welcome back to my special podcast series, and just like that, you're inspired to find love, dating advice based on the show. This episode is based on, and just like that, season 1, episode 3, When in Rome. Carrie is still in the early stages of grief, she's having trouble eating and sleeping, and she's learning things about Big she didn't already know. She didn't know he had a dog named Gogi. She didn't know he liked pinkberry frozen yogurt, and she didn't know he left his ex-wife, Natasha, $1 million in his will. To be honest, there wasn't really that much about dating relationships in this particular episode for me to riff on, but I will touch on two important topics. The first topic is about sex in a long-term relationship or marriage. Miranda tells Charlotte that she and Steve haven't had sex for years, and she doesn't think either of them really care. Miranda thinks she and Steve care more about their nightly dessert ritual of ice cream with exotic toppings than they do about sex. Which begs the question, how important is sex in a long-term relationship or marriage? Well, I'm not a sex therapist, but I believe a sex therapist would say, as long as you and your partner or spouse have discussed it and you're both happy with the sex or lack thereof in your relationship, that's all that matters. The trouble is, I don't think Miranda and Steve have discussed it. And I think the reason they haven't discussed it is because their sexless marriage is a symptom of a much deeper problem they don't want to face, like the fact that they've fallen out of love with each other. I get the impression Miranda and Steve are now just good friends, and a solid friendship within a relationship is important, but they seem to have completely lost the spark. See, here's the thing about the spark. It fades. So no matter how hot you were for each other in the beginning, most couples will stop wanting to rip each other's clothes off within about 1 to 3 years. But for most couples, that doesn't mean the spark is gone. It's just changed. It now requires a little more effort, such as setting aside quality time with each other, or wearing something your partner finds sexy, or having a dirty weekend away every few months. The fact that Miranda and Steve haven't talked about their sex life and agreed on ways to reignite the spark suggests to me that their marriage is a ticking time bomb. Towards the end of the episode, it's clear Miranda is going to have some kind of sexual awakening with queer character Che. Will it lead to her moving on from Steve? Or she and Steve agreeing to an open marriage? Or she and Steve finding their way back to each other? Only time will tell. Okay, the second topic is about exes. Carrie discovers that Big left ex-wife Natasha $1 million in his will. Probably not because he always carried a torch for Natasha, but because when he was married to her, he cheated on her with Carrie. And the $1 million was probably just his way of saying sorry. So, how much should you care about your partner's exes? Great question. And my answer is, ideally, not very much. If you have a secure attachment style as opposed to an anxious or avoidant attachment style, and you have a strong relationship with a trustworthy partner, your exes shouldn't bother either of you. You should both feel comfortable hearing about exes, and you should both feel comfortable with your partner being in friendly contact with some of their exes. The more trusting and chilled you both are about each other's exes, the better. Having said that, if an ex is truly interfering in your relationship, you need to discuss it as you would any other issue, and you need to agree on some fair and reasonable boundaries. If you don't respect each other's fair and reasonable boundaries, then you have a problem. The ex is just a symptom of that problem. David and I are both really chilled about exes. We're both still friends with some of our exes, and the other one isn't the least bit concerned about it. I think it's because we both make each other feel like top dog. We're open and honest about any contact we have with exes, and we often catch up with exes together. We even have had some exes at our wedding. So if you feel jealous of your partner's exes, ask yourself why. Is it because of insecurities on your part that you could work on? Or is it because you don't fully trust him? If it's because of insecurities, I strongly recommend counseling. A little counseling can make you feel a whole lot better. But if it's because you don't fully trust him, perhaps you shouldn't be with him at all. Attempting to make a life with someone you don't trust is like trying to build your dream home on sand. Without a strong foundation, it'll collapse. You deserve a partner who's trustworthy and makes you feel safe, confident, and at ease in the relationship. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, here's my number one tip. Stop passively consuming dating advice and start actively learning how to date more effectively. Dating advice alone won't help you find love. All these articles, podcasts, videos, books, and courses are actually keeping you stuck. You don't need more information. You need implementation, someone to help you apply the advice. That's why I take a unique best friend approach to helping my clients find love. Inside the Your Dating Bestie community, you'll receive my step-by-step blueprint for finding Mr. Right, but more importantly, 24/7 access to me to help you implement it. You'll also receive a professionally written dating profile to make you irresistible online, and you'll be welcomed into a supportive group of like-minded ladies. No more going it alone or trying to figure out this whole dating thing by yourself. Care to join us? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single. 7 reasons a luscious lady like you hasn't found her Mr. Right yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.